The following is a class given by His Holiness Jaya Pataka Swami Maharaj on September 10th, 1979 in Los Angeles, California.
Nityananda appeared. He just suddenly appeared. They had no issue Harai Pandit, Harai Ucha. He had no issue. And his good wife. But suddenly Nityananda appeared to bless their household. And bit unexpectedly. And they raised him as their son for 12 years. He appeared in their family. They had almost given up hope. So he grew up, and there at Akachakra, Lord Nityananda would play with his boyfriends, but their play was not ordinary play. As normally boys are used to ball games and different. They would play drama. Pastimes of the Lord in His different incarnation, different spiritual religious pastimes of the Lord's incarnation. And there's one sacred Bakul tree, a very highly scented flowering tree under which Nityananda and his associates would play. And that tree has assumed the shape of a huge snake, Ananta Seshnag, which the whole tree, normally trees go on all four sides. This tree goes on one side, like a big snake, just like the snakes over the half lion, half man, Narasimha avatar in the center there. Like that, the tree known as the Bakul tree, that goes right over the place where Nityananda used to play under. Nityananda is the origin of the Ananta Sesh Nag, or the great incarnation of the Lord. So Nityananda, in this way, he passed his time very happily enjoying with his fans and his parents, Harai Pandit, Padmavati. They were very happy to have Nityananda as their son, to have the expansion of God as their son. Their intense devotion for Nityananda completely filled their consciousness. They could think of nothing else. They could only think of Nityananda's welfare. But then Lord Nityananda, he could see that now Lord Chaitanya has arrived. Now I must prepare to go. So within a very short time, when he was only 12 years old, one sannyasi visited the house of Harai Pandit. And the sannyasi stayed overnight. When he saw sannyasi, invited him in, as is normal for a great renunciate, great sage. Harai Pandit was a brahmana. He was a religious preacher, priest. So when the renounced person, the monk, came, he gave him all facility, offered him place to stay, gave him food and prasads, and he treated him in the first class way that one would expect from such a first class brahmana priest. So the next morning, after the whole night they discussed topics about Krishna service, devotional service, the next morning the sannyasi was about to go, and that monk, he just said, "I would like to just ask from you one thing, if you don't mind." Hi, Pandit. Well, a sannyasi is asking me, a grihastha. Grihastha should always serve the sannyasis. This is a great honor, especially a guest come to my house. So, he said, all right, what would you like? So what you promise, that whatever, just one thing I want, that you will agree to give that. I said, all right. I don't have much, whatever I have, anything, all right, whatever I can do, I'm willing. The sannyasi said, yes. One thing, just give me this boy here. Nityananda. Oh! Just completely overwhelmed. Nityananda, my life, my soul. You take my life. How you can take Nityananda? Who is dearer than my life? Well, I just want, it's the only one thing I wanted. Just wanted Nityananda. So then he, what to do? I've given my word to a sannyasi, a brahmana, second initiated. I've given my word. How can I go against my word? He felt just like Dasarath, who had given his word to his queen, Kaikeya. Just like that, he felt Ram had to be cursed to go to the forest. He had to banish his own son. He felt just like that. If I keep Nityananda, I'll ruin his life. What religious principle I have taught my son? I have lied to a sannyasi. And if I allow him to go, my life is finished. How can I live without Nityananda? The whole world is dark. So then by Krishna's yoga maya, otherwise how could he have agreed? So Harai Pandit said, all right, you can take Nityananda. I've given my word. And then the sannyasi goes off, Nityananda follows, his chela, his disciple, to help him in the travel. Nityananda doesn't even look back. They're going to travel all over India to all the different holy places and see. He doesn't even look back. Harai Pandit sees Nityananda going, when he's out of sight, he's just standing like a stone. He falls down. A very short time, he's withered away and left his body. He couldn't maintain his life without Nityananda. So Nityananda then traveled all over. Finally, he was in Mathura. He said, now Lord Chaitanya needs me. Now is the time to go. He went to Navadvip, to Mayapur Dham. And Lord Chaitanya was sending out daily at that time different devotees to preach. He told his associate, now my eternal brother, my counterpart, he has come to the holy Dham of Mayapur. He is here. So he sent out 2-3 devotees to search. You find him so we can meet. They looked everywhere. Haridas and other devotees, they looked everywhere. Whole day. Every house, every shack, every hut, every single place. They looked and looked and looked, and everywhere they looked. They went even in the slums. They went in the rich people. They're looking in the outhouses and the in-houses and the kitchens, everywhere. The whole city, they combed it. Nowhere could they find. Who is Lord Chaitanya talking about? Where is this Nityananda? Where is this brother of his who we have not yet met, his counterpart, his eternal associate? They came back frustrated late at night. We have failed to discover. And Lord Chaitanya said, yes. can you find God? By looking. Nityananda is Prabhu. He is the Lord. You cannot look and find God. Can you take a flashlight? Can you take a torch? Can you take a light to the sun to find? The sun is self-illuminating. When he will reveal himself, then only one can find him. You are individual living entities. How you will find the Lord unless he reveals himself? By looking, no one can find. By serving him in devotion, he may reveal himself of his own sweet will. But Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said, all right, I can find him. Let us go. So he took all of his associates and he went. And Nityananda had been staying at the house of Nanda Acharya. And when Lord Chaitanya went to the house of Nanda Acharya, there he saw Nityananda. Hari Bol, Hari Bol! The whole world was shaking with ecstasy when the two brothers saw each other. Nitai Gauranga! No one could understand the depth of the love between them. And they embraced each other and cried. And all the devotees, they started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They started to go mad in love of God, pulling out their hair. They couldn't know what was up, what was down. They're bumping into each other, falling down. Nitai Gaur, Nitai Gaur. They just became unconscious. What is happening? They're just seeing and feeling intense love for the Lord. And this way, huge sankirtan, chanting and dancing ensued. And from that time, they went to all the whole town of Navadvip chanting, and everywhere they went preaching the glories of chanting the Lord's names, the holy names of the Lord. No one had seen this kind of manifestation of spontaneous love before, as given by the two brothers. Many people, they couldn't understand who is Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya was present in Navadvip, many people, they didn't give him. They knew him, oh, he is my village friend, or he is the local boy. The people who are superficial, who are a little bit stupid, they couldn't understand who is Lord Chaitanya. So then finally Lord Chaitanya left that holy dham. Prabhupada said that Janmasthan is most important, but more important is Karmasthan, the activities of the Lord. The Lord performed his leela of birth at Mayapur. But he left Mayapur to preach all over India, all over the continent. So the activity is more important than the birthplace. As the Prabhupada said, birthplace is 1 kilometer, about 1 mile from our temple. Our temple is, that is Janamostan, birthplace. Ours is workplace. Place of Lord Chaitanya's activities, Karmostan. That is more important than the birthplace. Because here we're manifesting the sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya. And wherever Lord Chaitanya's sankirtan is being spread, it is the most important place. So when Lord Chaitanya left, I'm leaving out about 10 years' time now. Many things happened in 10 years, about 10 volumes of this book. Then Lord Chaitanya, he decided to go back. A sannyasi can go back to his hometown after 10 years. Even in a strict society, he can go back. Lord Chaitanya didn't go to Mayapur, he went to Navadvip, other side of the river. That time was known as Koladvip. Now it's known as Navadvip. The whole area is Navadvip in a spiritual sense. He appeared there. And this time the people were just kicking themselves that when Lord Chaitanya was here, we didn't take advantage of him. We didn't realize who he was. We were so foolish. So many of us thought he was an ordinary person. We didn't realize that he is God himself coming to teach by example how to serve God, coming to give love of God freely. We didn't realize how foolish we were. They're always, for 10 years, they were just kicking and kicking themselves, just feeling how stupid, how foolish we were to miss this chance. So Lord Chaitanya, he didn't tell anyone. He just wanted to bring Sachi Mother over, and he was going to give her, his mother, some lessons in God consciousness. She was very devoted to him, offering daily, cooking the prasad according to the Vaishnava way, offering it. So he was going to, a few devotees he was going to meet, nothing big. He was over in a house across the river. He said, "Don't tell anybody I'm here. Somehow you can't keep the sun under a basket." And Lord Chaitanya was present. Somehow the word got out. Lord Chaitanya has come back. Lord Chaitanya is in Navadvip. He's back. He's back. He's back. Harivam! Lord Chaitanya, everyone screaming, just the whole town. 10 million people, everyone screaming, "Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya, he's back. He's back in Navadvip. He's Navadvip." Everyone, they're all on the other side of the river. And that time the Ganges was huge. Huge, raging Ganges. Everyone, they rush down, they're running, whatever they're cooking, they're sowing, they're plowing, they're teaching, they're learning, whoever, children, men, everyone, they just dropped everything and ran. Just like a Vrindavan, they ran, everyone, rushing down to the riverbank to cross over, to reach, to see again Lord Chaitanya, who had returned to Navadvip after so long. They rush down, they look, there's a boat, they jump on the boat. One boat can hold 20 people, 200 people jump on the boat, immediately it sinks in the water. No boat made it across. Every boat sunk. Everyone jumps on. No one waiting. No line. They all jumped in the river. Just started, "Goranga, Goranga, see Chaitanya, see Chaitanya." They're just swimming across, swimming. You look, Lord Chaitanya, look, the whole river, there was no water. Only heads. Only heads. And just roar, "Goranga, Goranga, Goranga, Chaitanya, Chaitanya." Swimming, swimming across the river. The owner of the house, where Lord Chaitanya, he thought the whole house, some ocean of people outside, ocean of people. He said, "The whole house is going to tear down the house." He begged Lord Chaitanya, "Please go out on the veranda. Go out on the porch. Give them your audience. They won't go unless they know you're here. I didn't tell anybody. But Lord, please give them your audience." So then, this is huge, Raj Goranga, the huge Harivo. Just people are all out there just shouting, shouting, waiting for their desire. It was being fulfilled after 8 long years. They're seeing Lord Chaitanya. So then, Lord Chaitanya went out on the veranda. He went out on the second story. And Harivo, he raised his hand to bless everyone. And everyone just shouted his holy name and fell down prostrate, offering his obeisances. They're all shouting, and the whole heaven just shook, shattering. The whole heaven, "Goranga, Harivo!" Just everyone, 10 million people shouting in extreme love of God, the holy name of Lord Krishna and Goranga. Lord Chaitanya, after satisfying them for a few moments, then he went back inside and he just disappeared. There was no escape route. He just disappeared. And he ended up later, about 50 miles away, by his transcendental potency. Anyway, this is the mood. Many people, they didn't realize who is Lord Chaitanya. Later, they saw. Just like that in India today, there are many people, they are thinking that, oh, I am such a fool. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who had preached this message all over the world, who had dedicated a pure spiritual master. He has given everyone his life to help them understand what is the difference from their body and their spirit, living force, who they are, what is the relationship with God, who has given ecstatic service to God. We have missed his association. We have missed getting his teachings. People are just thinking, oh, I did not have his darshan. I did not have his audience. How unfortunate I was. Now people are already lamenting. And those, oh, I met him, but why did I not take more instruction? The more people realize how pure he gave these instructions, in spite of so many obstacles, so many critical people, so many bigoted people, so many people who did not understand, did not try to understand what is this humble message that he's giving. Anyway, in spite of so many obstacles, he goes on to try to give the people a real realization of their deep love, which is the birthright of every living entity for the Supreme Lord. So, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are still going on. We are so unfortunate. We did not get the association of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and their associates. But we are at the same time so fortunate to have the association of Srila Prabhupada and his great devotees, Sankirtan generals like Srila Rameshwar Swami Maharaj Ki, which mitigates the deep pain in our heart, which otherwise is void for not having this association with the Lord. So these people in Navadvip, they finally realized that they should never have obstructed Lord Chaitanya by taking him as an ordinary, by taking this movement of chanting Hare Krishna as some ordinary kind of sentimental thing without going deep into it. How it changes people, how it transforms them, makes them mad after God. Because it gives a deep realization of Krishna prema. So Bhakti Siddhanta, he said, one can still get that deep understanding of Radha Krishna, pure love of Lord Chaitanya's pure mercy, when he is fully immersed in the Sankirtana, in satisfying Lord Chaitanya's desires. What Rameshwar Swami said is actually the essence. That by fully surrendering oneself to the service of the Lord, there's no higher or better way, there's no other way to actually understanding what is the highest perfection of pure love of God. Some people think that by going and becoming a recluse, staying away in a lonely place, simply chanting the Lord's names or doing some kind of worship, that is all right. All right, they're doing something, they'll get liberation. They'll get something for themselves possibly. But Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, they said, these Babajis, Radhakun people, all these people, they won't get the real understanding of Radha Krishna by doing that. They're imitating Lord Chaitanya. To get the real feeling, what is the highest perfection of love of God, one has to try to satisfy. What does love mean? That means unconditional giving to the one I love. If you love God, then you give him what he wants. That is love. I'll give you what you want, you give me what I want. That is not love. That is business. You give me 1 pound of sugar, I'll give you 25 cents. You serve me, and I'll serve you. That is not love, that is a business. So devotee, he makes no condition. Lord, I want to serve you. What you want, that I will do. And the Lord, because he says unconditional, he automatically loves his devotee. Automatically he loves his servitor and takes care of him and protects him and expands his love to him more and more. So Bhakti says, when one is fully absorbed in Sankirtan, surrendered fully with so many devotees at that time, in the midst of deep Sankirtan meditation, deep absorption in Sankirtan, Jagya, at that time you'll get to taste, the full taste, of what is the full perfection of love of God. Not by going in a secluded place or some concocted thing or some man-made Messiah or man-made God or this kind of thing. But in a full dedication, at that time, in full Sankirtan Jagya, full sacrifice of chanting the holy names of the Lord and spreading the glories, one gets the nectar. Inside he gets it. Inside he gets it. Not everyone may not see what the taste he's getting, but that is when he'll get it. Now if he goes and locks himself in the closet, if he's already surrendered to Sankirtan, of course, once one is lit, then no matter where he goes, he'll get the fire. But that is the actual way to get it. Such devotee has no desire to stop at any moment to spread this love of God to everyone. Because he wants everyone to become happy. And as Srila Ramakrishna Swami, how can anyone be happy if they think they're this body? This body is never always happy. Sometimes the body is happy, sometimes it's miserable. Today I'm feeling very well, sunny day. Tomorrow there's the number 3 smog warning. You go outside and die in the smog. Very sad. So if I'm on the bodily platform, then every day depends on whether it's sunny or smoggy. Whether my associates are pleasant to me today or whether they're a little harsh on me. Whether my stomach is good or bad, whether I've been just bitten or attacked, or whether I've been relatively left alone. So this kind of happiness and distress are always going to go on. One has to develop his higher taste, his taste of love of God. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to such an intense degree that it amazes everyone. Because pure love of God is so rare, no one has seen it. Who can say what someone who purely loves God more than anything feels like? We see people, they go, just in a newspaper, I was unfortunate enough, someone gave me a newspaper and I opened it to the page where one all-American football high school star had given up so many college scholarships to follow his childhood love to some school in California for dental, because she wanted to be a dentist, but although he had no desire to be a dentist, because the deep affection was there, so he went. So then after 4 years, she told him, well, listen, actually, do me a favor and get lost. I'm already tired of you. He was so heartbroken that he decided that to take the deep, a very fanatical remedial measure, he shot the girl in his love anger. And then he was arrested, and he was asked whether he shot her, and he said, yes. She broke my heart. Because everyone was so shocked. So the thing is, you see, these kind of things are going on. And we see that this person, due to some material attachment, he is so crazy that he could have either shot himself or shot her or done something completely, he went completely mad. Of course, everyone said, well, the guy is crazy. He was all American. He was real good. But because he was so attached to this girl, he did a crazy thing. And these things are going all the time. People go, they get drunk, have accidents, jump off buildings. Right? So, of course, this is due to simply lust. This is not pure love. This is just lust. His senses were so attached, his mind was so attached, now that attachment has been obstructed, so he became angry and illusioned. One can't compare. But in a material context, you see that a person becomes mad due to very extreme attachment. Now, this is a perverted reflection. This is a distorted reflection. Now, when someone loves God 100%, and people say, why do these people chant Hare Krishna? As soon as they start chanting, they start bouncing like, just like jumping jacks. What's wrong with these people? They can't imagine that if someone becomes a little bit attached to God, when just by chanting his name, he jumps. If they say that, well, look at this guy, he's running and playing over the whole football field, everything. He runs to the end of the game and says, Annie, how'd you like it? He's jumping up and down, risking his whole life, getting creamed by the tackles and quarterbacks, ends, this one, that one. All for a little smile on the end by his sweetheart. Which is a completely perverted reflection. A distortion, a disturbance. So here is a pure love, soul to soul, to God. So as you chant his name, there's going to be so many things happen, but no one ever saw it. No one ever loved God, apparently, in the past few thousand years, or at least a few hundred years. Here's the taste. Even though one doesn't have that attachment, doesn't have that love, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, one chants his name, he immediately feels the ecstasy. What is love of God? He feels like dancing. He feels like shouting, Haribo! Hare Krishna! Because when he chants that name, he feels the presence of God. No electronic microscope, nothing can reveal that. But anyone, if he does it and gets over his bigoted, square-headed, narrow-mindedness, if he just opened his heart and realized only one God, it's not like there's different gods for every block. There's only one supreme being. He's got many names. I mean, I've got a half a dozen names or two. And I'm not God. So God has got millions of, trillions of names. One of them is Krishna. So we chant Krishna because by chanting Krishna, Lord Chaitanya said, you chant Krishna. So we say that he's given this mercy. He's explained it fully. There's no corners left untouched. So we chant Hare Krishna, and when we chant Hare Krishna, we feel very good. Beyond any comparison with anything that we've ever felt before. And therefore, no amount of bribes, convincing, anything else can convince us to do otherwise. Because it's not just some blind belief, it's something we feel and live for our whole day, our whole life, always. And we find such a wonderful experience. We like to see everyone so happy, so free from fear and anxiety of this material predicament. Why should they go on suffering? Why should they get old, die, again be reborn, get diseased, get bothered by other living creatures? Why should they suffer? Why should the people suffer? Let them all become joyous and loving God. This is our desire. Therefore, the devotees are going out, risking their lives, practically speaking, trying to give people, please take a book. Please read about this. That is crazy, Hare Krishna. Why are they trying to give us these books? Because they want to see the people be happy. Maybe someone is very expert at doing it in a way, very gently, very pleasing. Techniques have to be developed. Maybe someone isn't so expert, but the idea, what is the idea? That an open mind person see, why are they doing it? They're building up for some man-made messiah a big bank account? What are they doing? Building up the communities and trying to educate the children, educate the people? Are they trying to preach Krishna? What are they doing? If anyone sees, it's an open book. It's an open secret. There's nothing hidden. Doors are wide open. What we are speaking. We speak the same thing this morning as we speak in the evening, as we speak in the room, as we speak on the street. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this to the whole world. Those who are intelligent, they'll get beyond the superficial and go into it. What is it all about? I have great faith that the American public, who have a tremendous adventuring spirit, that the intelligent people of the Americans, they will go deep into this. At least find out what is it all about and not make some superficial judgment on the basis that, well, these guys got their head shaved. Does it really matter what kind of haircut one wears? Is that the qualification, whether one is realized God or not? Or whether one is a good or bad person? This happens to be our style, because this is our uniform. Just like the Army and Navy have a uniform. This is our uniform, we wear this style. Everyone sees us, oh, there's a Hare Krishna. If I go to him, he's going to give me talk about Hare Krishna. Immediately it separates the chaff from the grain. Those who are interested, they come up, oh, what are you all about? I'd really like to know a little bit more about this movement of yours. And those who are, they go away the other way. It's very convenient. But someone who's intelligent, he wants to know what you're all about. Why are these people so happy? Why are they going to so much trouble? And that's why we're here, to tell everyone this is what we're about. Not that everyone has to come like us, shave their hair. Just let them chant in their house. Let them chant anywhere they feel like it. Let them culture gradually the love of God. No matter what religion they may believe in, whatever faith they may adhere to, God is, love of God is a science which anyone can practice. The science is absolute. The science of dedicating one's heart, his mind, his body, and his words in the service of the Lord in a way pleasing and satisfying to him. So that Lord Chaitanya has given very nicely for the benefit area. It's very difficult to understand. Undoubtedly, only the most intelligent people in the world would even try to go deep and understand who is God. Everything else is cheap and easy. What is an atom? What is an electron? What is our universe compared to God, who created all the universes, who created all the human beings, all the flowers, all the birds, all the bees, all the planets, the sun, who created all the scientists, who are so puffed up that they think, oh, now I am God. I have created a 747. And they can't even create a mosquito. Let the 747s mate and reproduce themselves, we'll give them some credit. Otherwise, what's the use? One man makes a horseshoe, one man makes a 747. He just a little bit thought about it a little better. You're still going old, dying. Let that problem be solved. That is the benefit of God consciousness. One doesn't have to die again. He goes back to the kingdom of God. So Lord Chaitanya brought the kingdom down to show everyone this is what happens in the kingdom of God. Everyone chants, sings, takes big feasts, enjoys. Why are you sitting here working this like a just like a donkey or an ass, so hard, without any goal in your life? You come and work for Krishna, work for God, and go back to his kingdom and enjoy there. serving him. God has no work. He doesn't have to punch in a time card. He's the enjoyer of everyone. And when you're with him, you have no worries. So that Lord Chaitanya has manifested. And the people, as they associate with him, they became awakened and they grew to love him instantaneously. So that is his special mercy. One can immediately learn to love him simply by chanting and serving the holy name. Thank you very much.
Radha Madhava ki jai.